Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by the Paraguayan-born guitar virtuoso and composer Agustin Barrios, and performances by the Turkish-born guitarist Celil Refik Kaya. The music you heard at the beginning of the podcast is from his Estudio Number 3, or Study Number 3, and this is how that piece continues. Recent research claims Agustin Barrios was born in Villa, Florida, north of San Juan Bautista in southern Paraguay. He showed great musical ability early on, and at the age of 13, he started attending the National College in Asunción, and he made his first visit to Buenos Aires to play a few years later. In August 1930, Barrios made his first public appearance as Chief Nitsuga Mangor and was billed as the Paganini of the guitar from the jungles of Paraguay. Nitsuga was Augustine spelled backwards, and Mangor was the name of a legendary chief. It showed great dramatic flair, with Barrios dressed in native costume complete with headdress and feathers. But the Paraguayan ambassador to Mexico was not amused and advised Barrios that the Nitsuga act was not dignified or appropriate. Not really surprising. Here is Barrios' Danza Paraguaya No. 1. Apart from his endless touring and composing, Barrios was one of the first guitarists to understand the potential of making recordings. In fact, he made his first recording in the year 1910 and continued to record right up to the end of his life. Here is his composition, Abrí la puerta, mi china, Open the Door, My Girl, written in 1905, and it's the earliest composition by Barrios that we have found so far. Thank you. Zapateado Caribe, or Caribbean Zapateado, was composed in 1931 and was first performed in Trinidad. A zapateado means a dance with the shoe and refers to a flamenco dance, a virtuoso dance for a male dancer. It's related to the tanguillo rhythm, which is a kind of flamenco rhythm that alternates between 2-4 and 6-8 time signatures, which means it alternates between a rhythm that's counted in groups of two and one that's counted in groups of three. It gives that kind of lilt to the music. As I work on this podcast, it is midwinter in North America, and all the talk is about winter storms, the polar vortex, canceled plane flights, icy sidewalks, and the rigors of living through an old-fashioned Canadian winter. To break that gloom, here's some musical sunshine. Agustin Barrios' Springtime Waltz, a reminder for all you ice-encased people that there is hope yet. Thank you. Salil Refikaya was awarded first prize at the Joanne Folletta International Guitar Concerto Competition in 2012 and is just one of a string of major awards to his credit. He was born in Istanbul, Turkey, and began his studies with his father, Dr. Mehmet Refikaya, who is a virtuoso musician on the rebab. It's a bowed string instrument that's been used in Middle Eastern music since the 8th century. Dr. Kaya, the father's playing, is beautiful and enormously expressive. And interesting, those are qualities I find in his son's guitar playing as well. Salil, the son, went on to study at the Manus School of Music in New York and at the University of Texas in Austin and now plays all over the world, and he's equally successful as a composer. But here he is as a guitarist with Agustín Barrios' arrangement of the famous tune from the 19th century, La Paloma, or The Dove. That was La Paloma, as arranged by the Paraguayan guitarist and composer Agustín Barrios, one of 25 of his pieces featured on this new Naxos album, all beautifully played by guitarist Salil Refikaya. Naxos album number 8.573898. To end the podcast, here is his Estudio number 2, also known as the Study in Arpeggios, which was written in 1941. It's one of Barrios' most appealing studies with its gentle tune and absolutely gorgeous harmonic progressions. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.